Okay, true story. One night I was trying to fall asleep. The window was open, and I began to hear the faint strains of country music. The sound was low and muffled, just on the verge of being loud enough to understand. And then another night I heard a low voice, talking. I went to the window to figure out where these sounds were coming from, and stuck my body out into the night as far as it would go, and heard nothing. Just the normal night sounds of the little marsh behind our house. But when I leaned back into the room, the sound was there again. One night, I swear I went to that window like 30 times. So this went on and off for a few weeks before I realized that those sounds, they weren't coming from outside of the house. Uh-uh. They were coming from the box fan in the window. I wanted to run downstairs, grab my husband, and make him listen to the fan. But then there was that little chance that the voices were actually in my head. So after many sleepless nights laying in bed, listening to the voices, I worked up a theory. I figured the fan was transmitting a signal from a local radio station, and the reason that it didn't happen every night, or even every week, was that there needed to be a significant amount of moisture in the air in order to conduct the radio waves. Still, I continued to keep the talking fan to myself. And then one day, I'm listening to Car Talk on the radio. The caller was telling a story about how his dad had lost the antenna off of his car during a long trip, and a mechanic told him to stick a potato on the broken stub. The car guys weren't surprised.
Don't ask me how it works or why it works, except for the fact that the potato somehow conducts electricity, and is, because what your antenna is picking up is the electromagnetic radiation that comes out of the antenna of the radio station.
Immediately, I'm thinking this is what's happening with my box fan. Armed with this new scientific potato evidence, I finally get brave enough to tell someone about my talking fan. I go to my better half, and I lay the whole story out. When I get through with the potato antenna, he looks over at me and says,
I heard it too.
But were you shocked when you did realize it was coming from the fan? Because I was a little bit shocked. For a while, I tried to convince myself that it wasn't coming from the fan, even though it was really obvious that it was coming from the fan.
I was concerned.
About?
My well-being.
Really? Because I was concerned about my sanity. That's why I never told you.
No, I was kidding. I do remember that I wanted to make you feel as if you were crazy. I thought it was funny. But the truth was that I heard it too.
So that's our story, and we stuck to it. Until one day at work, I relate this all to my coworker, Steve. And before I can even ramp up to the great potato antenna theory, Steve's typing into his iPhone. He turns it around to face me, and he says two words. Auditory hallucination. But I'm not buying the auditory hallucination theory, Steve. My husband hears it too. So we can't both be having the exact same hallucination, can we? For WYSO's Community Voices, I'm Renee Wild. Mother gives